World History: Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 14, Section 1. Church Reform and the Crusades. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the authority and role of the church during the Middle Ages. In this section, you will read about changes in the church and the launching of the Crusades. The Age of Faith. What changes did the church undergo? Starting in the 1000s, a new age of spiritual feeling arose in Europe. This era was called the Age of Faith. It led to many changes. Many problems troubled the church. Popes made reforms. They enforced church laws. They tried to end certain practices. One was the marriage of priests. Another was simony, or the selling of positions in the church. A third problem was the appointment of bishops by kings. The church felt it alone could appoint bishops. In the early 1200s, a new church group arose. They were called friars. They moved from place to place, spreading the ideas of the church. Friars owned nothing. They begged for food. Women also played a role during the Age of Faith. Many entered convents to devote themselves to God. Question 1. What three practices showed the church needed reforming? Cathedrals, cities of God. How did the new cathedrals reflect the new age of faith? The age of faith was shown in the building of great cathedrals. In the early 1100s, these huge churches were built in a new style of architecture. This style was called Gothic. The cathedrals were towering. They seemed to reach toward heaven. Light streamed in through colorful stained glass windows. Question 2. What was the new style of church architecture? The Crusades. Why were the Crusades fought? Renewed faith also led to war. In 1093, the Byzantine emperor asked for help against Muslim Turks. They were threatening to conquer Constantinople. This city was his capital. Pope Urban II urged the leaders of Western Europe to begin a holy war, a crusade. He wanted Christians to gain control of Jerusalem and the entire Holy Land. Rulers and the church favored the Crusades. Both knights and common people joined the Crusades. Their motive was deep religious feeling. The First Crusade began in 1095. It was badly organized. Yet the Crusaders still captured some of the Holy Land, including Jerusalem. Muslims won back some of this land. Then other Crusades followed. During the Second Crusade, the Muslim leader Saladin recaptured Jerusalem. Three powerful European rulers led the Third Crusade. One was the English king. His name was Richard the Lionhearted. He fought Saladin. The two reached a truce, but the Crusades were not over. The Fourth Crusade ended in disaster. In 1204, knights looted Constantinople. This helped make a lasting split between Western and Eastern Christian churches. Question 3. Why did people support the Crusades? The crusading spirit dwindles. What happened to Muslims and Jews in Spain? A later crusade took place in Spain. Christian rulers tried to drive the Muslims out of Spain. This long fight was called the Reconquista. It lasted from the 1100s until 1492. Thousands of Jews lived in Spain. During the late 1400s, many Spanish Jews and Muslims became Christians. Jewish and Muslim converts were suspected of heresy. They were believed to hold beliefs that differed from the teachings of the church. Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain conducted the Inquisition. Suspects might be questioned for weeks and even tortured. Those who confessed were often burned at the stake. Question 4. What was the Reconquista? The effects of the Crusades. What changes did the Crusades bring? The Crusades had many effects on Europe. At first, the Crusades showed the power of the Church in the lives of the believers. The failure of later Crusades cut the Pope's power. The deaths of many knights reduced the nobles' power. Contact with the East revived trade. The Christians' harsh treatment of Muslims in the Holy Land led to bitterness that has lasted to the present. Question 5. What are four effects of the Crusades?